I feel if the world today turns its back to the poor, I think they are turning their back to Christ. The work is only a means to put our love for Christ into action. And so I had only to change the way of work, the means I had to change, to work for the poorest of the poor. So my vocation was a continuation of belonging to Christ and being only His. There is two kinds of poverty. We have the poverty of material, like for example, in some places like in India and Ethiopia and Yemen, other places, where the people are hungry for a loaf of bread, a real hunger. But there is much deeper, much greater hunger, and that is the hunger for love. And that terrible loneliness and being unwanted, unloved, being abandoned by everybody.
I visited a home, one of the best homes in England. Our sisters are there working. I have never seen so much wonderful things in a home like I saw in that home. And yet, there was not a single smile on the faces of those people. All these old people, they were all looking towards the door. And I asked the sister in charge, and I said, sister, why are they like that? Why are they not smiling? I'm so used to see smiles on people's faces because I think smile generates smiles, just as love generates love. And then she said, this is every day like that. They're always waiting for somebody to come and visit them. The loneliness is eating them up. And for days after days, they keep on looking. Nobody turns up. That unwantedness is great poverty.